Owning a restaurant on the water was a dream come true for Peter Stephanie. For 26 years, he watched the waves rise and fall just outside his business. Still, the Nebraska native hardly had an idea of what damage the tide could do until Hurricane Hermine hit Cedar Key in early September.
There was 5 or 6 foot waves in here, and it was pretty emotional.
Stephanie and his wife Gina are co-owners of the Island Room restaurant. Though typically a destination for weddings and fancy dinners, the venue was reduced to structural beams after the storm. Everything else was either gone or ruined.
Kind of wiped out all the walls and tore everything apart.
Yet even after more than $100,000 in lost revenue, Stephanie says he would not change anything.
There's nothing we could do to stop that. There's nothing you could do to stop the water.
While Stephanie and others along the coast may not be able to stop the water, officials say there are things they can do to better prepare.
Part of that is starting off with an emergency communications family plan. Need to get that, need to get emergency supplies together, and you need to know your evacuation routes.
That was Gracia Check, Region 4 Director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. She says everyone needs to prepare for potential hurricanes.
Hurricanes don't only affect the coastal counties, they also affect inland counties. Between the rainfall and surge, the rivers are high, you get the excess rainfall, and there was unexpected flooding.
As FEMA works to get people prepared ahead of large storms, the National Hurricane Center is working on fully implementing a new alert system for when the storms hit. Storm surge specialist Jamie Rome says after 2 years of trial periods, one new feature is storm surge watches and warnings.
Watch would imply that you need to elevate your awareness. Think about what you would do if you were under a warning, meaning you should be thinking, okay, what am I going to do? Am I in an evacuation zone? If I'm asked to evacuate, where would I go? These types of thought processes. And then if you're under a warning, that means you've got potential for life-threatening conditions and you need to take action to protect yourself.
Rome hopes this new update, along with 4 other changes to hurricane season forecasts, will help save lives during the storms. Still, preparation remains critical.
I think it's important for people to really not wait. And then we practice what we preach. You know, I have to go home and dig out the generator and the shutters and the bolts, and I hate it. But it's very important not to wait. Once you're under a hurricane watch or hurricane warning, you don't have time to do these types of things, so do them now.
CEO of Flash.org, Leslie Chapman, agrees.
Even if you're not hit by the hurricane, think about this. If you're ready and you get to stay home, you're off the road, you're safe, and you're making way for people that have to get there. So, for example, if you have what you need, you don't need to be rescued. The first responders don't need to come to you, and then they can go take care of people that may not be able to help themselves, like the elderly or people with access and functional needs.
This weekend, Florida will forego $4.5 million in sales tax revenue by allowing residents to purchase disaster preparedness items tax-free. Batteries, flashlights, and even portable generators costing $750 or less are on the list of items that will be exempt from Florida's 6% sales tax. Grace King, WUFT News.